This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. Today, I wanted to offer a statement of principles for Natural News and myself, the Health Ranger. The establishment has been trying to divide America and create racial tension. They've been trying to get whites to turn against blacks and drive a wedge through the racial relationships of people, when in reality, it should be the people all working together to take down the corruption, to take down the anti-human system, to take down the treasonous institutions and so on. Instead, they want to get us fighting with each other. And I'm here to say they have failed. They failed, at least in this case, because they failed in trying to get me to hate black people or to abandon my principles, which I'll explain here. They've utterly failed because today, even just in my heart, in watching what's going on and seeing how so many people on the left are being manipulated, it has done nothing but deepen my resolve and my love for those who are willing to take a stand for individual liberty, regardless of the color of their skin, regardless of their sexual orientation, their religion, their country of origin, or anything else. Regardless of that, the establishment has failed. Because in pushing this narrative of division and hatred and violence, which is what they're pushing, they've caused many of us to really rethink what are our principles, to really examine what are the things that we believe. Why do we believe those things? And for example, I believe, and I've always believed this, I was raised this way, and this has been part of my existence for all of my life, is that we should only judge people by their merit. As Martin Luther King said, by the content, judge them by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. That's been something I've lived by. That's something that my parents showed me as examples to live by. That was always the default position in my household and in my upbringing. I never had to make any transition from being, a racist into a tolerant person. Never happened. I've always been someone who believed in a meritocracy, which is that we judge people by their actions, we judge people by their principles, we judge people by their character. And yet, we find ourselves living in a society today where it isn't white people who are the racists, it isn't conservatives who are the bigots. It's now the radical left that is pushing racism that is anti-white and often anti-Jewish racism. It's the bigoted left that's pushing hatred against white people and Jews. They're pushing discrimination and censorship against white voices, and in many cases, Christian voices as well. It's the bigoted left that has become the source of hatred and division in society today. It's not conservatives and Christians and white people. And it's the bigoted left that wants to award people of color with positions that they did not earn in the workplace or in academia, to give black people bonus points on their test scores, essentially, while punishing Asians and punishing whites. And that is wrong. If we are to live in a society where we have true equality, it doesn't mean equal results. It means equal opportunities. It means we have to judge people based on their merit, that the most qualified person, regardless of their gender, their sexual orientation, their skin color, anything, regardless, the most qualified person gets the scholarship or gets the job or gets the raise or gets the admission into the college that they want. The most qualified person, period. I mean, that's the way it is in sports, in the NFL and the NBA, which have both become radical left-wing, wokesterism, bigoted organizations. They recruit the best players. You don't have, let's say, white people who can't run fast or white people who can't dunk the basketball. You don't see them screaming at the NBA to say you have to have a racial quota to recruit a certain number of white people, even though they can't jump. I mean, to use a common trope that's been repeated out there. Certainly there are white men who can jump, but by and large, people of African descent are more athletic in the realms of basketball and football. There's no question about that. And the meritocracy is the way it should be. You should choose the best qualified person for the job. But that should also be true everywhere across society. When you're recruiting a police chief, it should be the most qualified person who can serve as that police chief, regardless of the color of their skin. Whereas today, we see mostly Black police chiefs being chosen in cities, especially liberal cities, because they want a person who looks Black to try to protect the police from the Black mob often, which is also a misnomer because the Black Lives Matter mob is also a bunch of white people who are pretending to be Black or something. These white soy boys who want to pretend that they're these tough guys, and so they join Black Lives Matter. And so, by the way, when I say Black Lives Matter, I'm not referring to Black people. I'm referring to that organization, which, according to recent surveys, is more than 50% non-Black. So the Black Lives Matter organization is actually a white cry-bully group that wants to hide behind the cover of being Black when they're not Black. I think it's all insane. And I'd like to live in a society, like Dr. King said, a society where we judge people by the content of their character. That's it. Judge people by their merit. That's it. That's all I want, is to be judged by character, morals, ethics, behavior, consistency. But you see, that's not good enough for the left, because they want to be cry bullies who complain all day and demand things without having to earn them. This is the Democrat Party, is to demand power without earning it, demand welfare without it being earned or deserved, demand handouts and bailouts without anybody earning it. And this is how they trap people in a system of really modern-day economic slavery, which is the opposite of economic mobility that a free society would support. It's the radical left that traps people of color in cycles of dependence, cycles of modern-day slavery. And it is, in fact, more conservative or libertarian ideas that create economic mobility for all people, so that a Black man can succeed in running a small local business without that business being burned down by a bunch of white soy boys pretending to be Black Lives Matter. You see what I mean? I mean, it's crazy. You have Black business owners getting destroyed with their businesses burned down by white boys under the banner of Black Lives Matter. It just makes no sense. But in terms of the overall principles of what I believe and what Natural News, therefore, espouses, it is a meritocracy. It's a merit-based society. We judge people solely on the content of their character. But when we do that, we have to judge leftists to be really evil, treacherous, deceitful individuals. That's what they are, regardless of the color of their skin. They are evil people who want to destroy everything that's good. They want to cause human suffering. They want to evoke destruction. They want to limit prosperity. They want to burn the system down, which is why they're burning systems down. That's why they're burning everything down. That's what they desire to do. And we must stop that. And we must restore a meritocracy across America. We must provide opportunities for everybody equally, regardless of the color of your skin. And the best way to do that is to keep government small, get government out of the way, allow competition, lower taxes so that small business owners can keep more of what they earn. You want to provide opportunities? Stop stealing from the people. Stop printing money at the Federal Reserve and looting everybody by debasing the currency and stealing, you know, the value of their dollar. I mean, end the federal income tax. You want to help Black people in America? End the income tax. That right there, the number one thing. And stop printing all the money. Stop handing out money and just stop stealing it so that people can just keep the money that they earn. And just as Trump had Black Americans engaged in gainful employment at numbers that have never been seen before in the history of the country. And of course, the radical left had to tear that down with the lockdowns and destroying businesses and unleashing riots and everything. But Trump proved for a moment in time that if you just lower taxes and let people keep what they earn, that Black Americans will prosper. They will launch local businesses if they are just allowed to keep what they earn. And that's all I think that truly every Black American, not that I speak for Black Americans, but I would imagine that that's all they really want, is to just be allowed to keep what they earn, so that if they put in an hour's work, they can keep an hour's wages. And honestly, I think that's universal. That's really all that every white American wants, or Asian American, or Korean American, or Hispanic American. is just to be able to keep what you earn without being looted by the government and stolen from by the Federal Reserve. Price inflation, all these insane policies that are caused by bad, big government. You want to help Black America? Shrink the size of government. Let people keep what they earn. And yeah, you can have a safety net for those who slip through the cracks. I'm not opposed to that. You can have a safety net. And people who have disabilities, you know, as long as they're legitimate disabilities, there's a lot of fraud in that area right now. And yeah, a short-term safety net for people who lose their jobs, I get that. But you can't have entire families, generation after generation, living off the government, because then in that case, the government is denying them the opportunity to find gainful employment, to create their own business, to keep their own money. The whole system is geared by Democrats to create slaves to the system. Modern day slavery. It's the modern day Democrat plantation. And that is evil. And that is what I oppose. I oppose freedom for all Americans. And I judge people only by their actions and by their merit and by their character. And when you do that, you get a lot of clarity about our world and you start to see the true evil that's also rising, you know, through the Black Lives Matter terrorist group and the Antifa terrorist group. And you also find out, by the way, again, it's a predominantly a bunch of white crazy libtards who are running that whole system, hiding behind Black people. I mean, once again, white people using Black people so they can gain power. That's all that is. It's really sick. Really sick. So those are some of the principles that we espouse at naturalnews.com. Keep reading my website to stay informed and check with Brightown.com to hear more of my podcast. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.